This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban on Friday captured another four provincial capitals in Afghanistan, completing their sweep of the country's south. The lightning offensive is gradually encircling Kabul just weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end its two-decade war. The latest significant blow was the loss of the capital of Helmand province on Friday. American, British, and allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles there in the past 20 years. The insurgents have taken 18 of the country's 34 provincial capitals in recent days. That includes the country's second and third largest cities, Herat and Kandahar. The Taliban now control more than two-thirds of Afghanistan just weeks before the U.S. plans to withdraw its last troops. Lebanon's worsening fuel crisis has reached a painful crunch point, with bakeries, businesses, and hospitals either scaling back operations or shutting down completely, making life even harder for Lebanese already enduring a financial meltdown. As the fuel oil that powers Lebanon has disappeared from the market, Lebanese have sweltered at home in the summer heat without light or AC. Many say living conditions are worse than during the 1975 to 1990 civil war. It marks a new low in the financial crisis that erupted in late 2019, the result of decades of corruption and mismanagement by a ruling elite that has failed to find solutions, as more than half the population has sunk into poverty. In the latest policy failure, the government is sparring with the central bank over its decision to end fuel subsidies, a step that would spell sharply higher prices. No matter the cost, Lebanon faces shortages to keep the lights on. On Wednesday, its electricity minister told reporters the country needs 3,000 megawatts of power, but only has enough fuel to produce 750. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Friday urged people to refrain from traveling as COVID-19 cases spiked to new records in Tokyo and nationwide, keeping pressure on the medical system. His comments follow health expert recommendations to strengthen states of emergency now in place in the capital and other hotspots. Days after the end of the Tokyo Olympics and ahead of the Paralympic, organizers decided they will hold the events mostly without spectators to limit infection risks, according to local media reports. Japan is experiencing a fifth wave of COVID-19 driven by the highly infectious Delta variant. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency, the fourth so far in the pandemic, though some experts have said it should be expanded to cover the whole country. The Philippines reported on Friday its second largest daily increase in COVID-19 infections, providing more evidence of how the Delta variant may be spreading and ramping up pressure on the country's already stretched healthcare system. Hundreds of hospitals in the country are nearing full capacity, with some facilities reporting they've run out of intensive care unit beds for COVID-19 patients, leaving healthcare workers who are forced to work long hours exhausted. One nurse says she cares for up to 12 patients at a time instead of five, and has seen her 8-hour shift sometimes extended to 16 hours without any breaks. The health ministry recorded more than 13,000 new coronavirus infections on Friday, the highest since a record daily tally in April, bringing the total cases to 1.7 million, the second highest in the Southeast Asia next to Indonesia. The Manila capital region, an urban sprawl of 16 cities with 13 million people, remains under a strict lockdown to contain the spread of Delta while the government tries to speed up its vaccination drive. And Russia on Friday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a second day running as a third wave of infections persists despite effort from authorities to boost vaccinations. The government tally showing 815 deaths and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia is the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases and has since mid-June been hit by a new wave of infections driven by Delta. The new figures bring Russia's total fatalities from COVID-19 to almost 169,000, the highest toll in Europe, and experts say that's an undercount. Authorities have faced a vaccine-skeptic population, with a poll this week showing 55% of Russians do not plan on getting inoculated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.